He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So incredible that it is all over even mainstream news that they are shooting police, looting people's homes and businesses, setting fires. And either way you slice, in New Orleans we saw police robbing the jewelry shops and Walmart and not protecting people. I mean, this happens with armies and police in every case. You cannot trust in the government and the system to protect you. You've got to protect yourself, and that's what's so beautiful about the Second Amendment. There's an Infowars.com story breaking all this down. CFR's Foreign Affairs on Egypt's Hero. And it goes over the strange case of Dr. Mohammed al-Baradei, who, again, is admittedly the former head of the UN's Atomic Energy Agency, admitted hooked in with George Soros and the CIA. Here's the London Telegraph. Egypt protest, America's secret backing for rebel leaders behind uprising, because they knew that the tree was putting on the fruit. The apples of rebellion became ripe. And right as the apple fell, there is the State Department, there is the Pentagon, with their hand out, catching the apple before it even hits the ground. And then I looked into the other opposition leaders, both in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan. And you look at it, in all the cases, one, two, three, four, sometimes five deep, the number one, the number two, the number three, the number four, the number five, opposition, the flavors of the rainbow, are all Western-funded and ready to go in, which makes perfect sense for these Western powers because, you know, they want to make sure if there is a rebellion that no matter what happens, they own the horses who are in the race. But sometimes things don't go the way they want. But the larger issue here is, what does this say about the interests that run our country? In every case, they want dictatorship. In every case, they want tyranny, because the ruling class, the ruling political class that owns all the major political parties in the Western world, they understand how to control revolution. They understand how, by controlling the full spectrum of choices, no matter what you do, they're always back in control. Only by becoming aware of these larger geopolitical stratagems can we have any hope as a society as reversing this. And on top of that, and even more importantly, if you look at who funds and finances and controls every one of these large global institutions that has huge stables of fake rebel leaders ready to take power at any time, you understand that they also use those rebel leaders as a system to menace their puppet government and ensure that they are tenuous or unstable, and understand how insecure they are. But for us, if you look at who funds all those organizations, it is the global private banking cartel that is able to issue thousands upon thousands of trillions in fake, false fiat currency. And by issuing that fiat currency, which then has value because of our faith in it, these private central banks inherit the whole world for nothing. It's a giant hat trick. It's a giant scam. And as Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever allow private banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, our progeny will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And that's what's happening. The private central banks, the Bank of London, the Bank of England, the private Federal Reserve in the United States, the Bundesbank in Germany, they are all private shareholders in the IMF, in the World Bank, in the International Bank of Settlements, in the OECD, and they write the global rules. They have the endless money backed up by taxpayers to go out and make loans to countries worldwide, and the same havoc that they have poured out upon the third world, they are now visiting upon us. And it's not just my opinion. In 2002, Greg Palast of the BBC got leaked the secret documents when Joseph Stiglitz left, confirming they were planning it here. We'll be back.
Alex,
you know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my friends, for the rest of the hour, we're going to shift gears out of the engineered rebellion now sweeping the Arab world from North Africa into Saudi Arabia. And now, I can't believe it. They're admitting that our own government is financing the entire thing, not to bring in liberty, but to bring in fresh tyranny, knowing that people tend to not rebel against a new tyrant as much as they rebel against an old strong man. So they're giving them new bosses for old bosses, kind of like the Who says, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again. Now, joining us for the next 53 minutes until this live Sunday broadcast ends is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He was just in a few weeks ago, but I asked him to come back in, because he lives here in Austin, into studio again because of such huge developments. And, of course, without going over his lengthy and prestigious bio, he's a gastroenterologist, and he has a MBBS, FRCS, FRC PATH, is an academic gastroenterologist. He received his medical degree from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School, part of the University of London in 81. One of the fourth generation of his family to have studied medicine at the teaching hospital. He pursued a career in the gastroenterology surgery with a particular interest in inflammatory bowel disease. He qualified as a fellow with the Royal College of Surgeons in 85, and in 96 was awarded a Wellcome Trust traveling fellowship. And his bio just goes on and on and on from there. Callous-disregard.com is one of the sites. VaccineSafetyFirst.com is another. He has a new best-selling book out that you've probably seen featured on Good Morning America, Anderson Cooper. I mean, the list goes on and on. But a year ago, they ran a hoax against Dr. Wakefield, similar to WMDs in Iraq, and they said he had lied about studies he did linking the one particular vaccine to autism. And then I remember reading it a year ago, and there was no proof. It was just basically no facts. And then they kind of resuscitated it in the last few months because national polls show people completely don't trust the vaccine makers now because of all the latest fiascos. And again, they came out and said he's been discredited. But now ABC News and others have had to run the headlines that Dr. Wakefield is actually the one who deserves an apology. Dr. Wakefield demands retraction from the British Medical Journal after documents prove innocence from allegations of vaccine autism data fraud. And Dr. Wakefield, it's great to have you back in studio with us. Tell us what's really going on here.
Alex, it's great to be back. Thank you very much.
Great to have you.
As you say, a huge amount has happened since we spoke last. And just to characterize it for your listeners and your viewers, there's a story that goes around in legal circles in the UK, and it's just an instructive story about what has actually happened. And just a little anecdote, but it's about a lawyer in court who is cross-examining a witness in an assault case. And he says to the witness, "I put it to you, sir, you did not see my client assault Mr. Smith." He said, "No, I didn't." He said, "I put it to you, sir, that you did not see him bite my Mr. Smith's ear off. He said, no, I didn't. He said, I put it to you, you saw nothing at all. He said, yes, I saw him spit it out again. Now, the point of that, Alex, is that you can go too far. You can ask one too many questions. You can get greedy. And that's exactly what's happened in this case. So in an effort to discredit me, they've gone one step too far, and they've lied. Not only has Brian Deere lied, completely misrepresented the truth, but he has sold that story. He has hijacked the British Medical Journal, a once reputable journal, to buying into his story without checking their facts and publishing it in not only the national media in the UK, but the national media all over the world, but particularly here in the United States.
And for those that don't know my long intro, for some that don't know about this huge international story, boiling it down, from the start to the finish, what happened, what have they claimed, what's behind it?
Well, on the one hand, we've got children who've been damaged. They were normal. They regress into autism after vaccines. They develop bowel disease. What we looked at was their gut, and we found that they had a new intestinal disease. On the other side of the equation, the allegation against me is that I falsified the records, I changed children's records, and I changed test results to manufacture a new disease and then publish on that disease in The Lancet, a disease that Brian Deere, whatever expertise he has, I've no idea, says does not exist. And the documents that we now have prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that 14 months before the paper was published, the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist, John Walker Smith, went to the pathologist and identified, independently of me, nothing to do with me at all.
You didn't even know about this.
No, the pathology they found in the children, quite independent of me, and he reported this at a meeting in London. So these children had a bowel disease, and I was no part of making that diagnosis.
And you separately went and did research and diagnosed the same thing. Now expanding on that, because this is such a big issue, you did this over a decade ago, and they started panicking a year ago when now dozens and dozens, I know it's close to 30 governments, institutions, have duplicated and found even more horrors than you found. And so they're panicking. The vaccine maker's stock is going down. It's coming out in mainstream news that there's a tenfold increase in seizures from the H1N1 shot. The British Medical Journal comes out and says there was a gross fraud last year with the H1N1. So they're panicking. So they pick someone to lynch to try to basically run a big hoax to scare everybody off.
You're absolutely right, Alex. What this is a red herring. They're focusing on me. I got blamed in an interview the other day for children dying of pertussis in California. I've never said anything about pertussis vaccine, but if we can fix it on this guy, if we can label this guy as the fraud, as the person who's responsible for all of this, we can distract the public attention from the fact that we have got a real catastrophe on our hands, and that is the fact that there are nearly 30 million children in this country with chronic immune and inflammatory disorders, disorders which you and I know when we were kids we rarely saw. So
and by the way, you're a gut doctor. I've interviewed brain surgeons, neurologists. They say it's in the brain, it's in other organs. You're just studying the gut it's hitting everything. I mean, it's wreaking havoc, and there's studies just spewing out, and the system can't stand it. They've got to choose somebody who's very prominent and has Jenny McCarthy forwarding his book. They've got to pick somebody to try to crucify to scare everybody off.
And the truth is, they're failing. This extravagant, elaborate, very, very expensive public relations campaign has failed, and the polls that you referred to show exactly that. The public know what's going on. It's not that I've made it up. It's not that I've created a scare. I, as a physician, responded appropriately, professionally, and morally to a scare. The parents were concerned because they knew what was happening to their children. It's going on all over the world. Saudi Arabia, 20 years ago, there were no children with autism. Now there are over 45,000 children with autism. Where have they come from? Where have these children come from?
And then the media spins it and says it's overdiagnosis. You don't go from 1 in 2,000 a decade ago to, 1 in 55 in boys, 1 in 96 in with both sexes? What are the numbers, doctor?
The numbers now in the UK are about 1 in 58 children. The numbers in the US, I'm sure, are approaching that, but they're a little later in catching up. And they use...
Well, I know this. When I was a kid, I didn't see autistic children everywhere. You go to the mall, the grocery store, you're mobbed by them. I mean, it's got to be a third of the kids I look at look like they're, I'm sorry to say it, like a body snatcher ate their brain.
And the problem is, Alex, that these kids are the worst of the children we see. Who are the children who've got lesser degrees of cerebral damage, who've got brain damage? Who are the children whose IQs have just dropped a few points?
That's lower, and all of the learning disorders and problems.
Exactly. How many children are affected by this? Because what's emerging now is that these conditions have at their core some immune or inflammatory component. And this includes asthma, eczema, hay fever, insulin-dependent diabetes, Crohn's disease, allergic.
What about the major university studies a year and a half ago on H1N1 finding it lowered immunity by half when you took the H1N1 shot? I mean, there's so many studies coming out.
I think these are big problems. What we're discovering again from Africa, Peter Arby's work, which was just broadcast on the Discovery Channel, there are some major problems that were unpredictable and should have been anticipated, but they are damaging the immune system in some children. In some children, the immune system, for whatever reason, genetics, age, combination of other factors, cannot deal with these vaccines, particularly in combination, in the way that it was hoped.
And it's mainly targeting boys. Stay there. I want to come back and go through all of this with you and the hoax that's now been exposed conclusively. We'll cover that first.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield here in studio with us, and I want to get into the fact that even ABC News is having to say, okay, well, you know, it does look like that Dr. Wakefield has been right about this, but I wanted to make another statement. If we have this massive amount of brain damage going on, and it turns out that the system knew that this was going on, as the 2000 documents that came out in 2002 when Congressman Dan Burton demanded they be released, and it turned out that the CDC, you know, director and others, it was the minutes of their meeting saying, we've got millions of brain damaged. You know, we've got to cover this up. So this is nothing new. This is a huge cover-up, and they've got to cover this up. They've got to continue to cover it up, because if it ever comes out that they knowingly knew this was happening and didn't care, boy, you talk about problems. Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, let me. What I want to do, Alex, if I may, is just characterize for your listeners and viewers how Brian Deere perpetrated a fraud against the American people.
And for those that don't know, tell us who he is.
Brian Deere is a freelance journalist. Now, you might think from reading what he writes that he's a pathologist, that he's a gastroenterologist, a psychiatrist, and all of these things roll into one. In fact, he's a freelance journalist who has claimed that he works for the Sunday Times. He is not on the staff of the Sunday Times. He's got into the house of one of the parents in the Lancet paper that we published using a false name. Alex, you're a journalist. Have you ever felt the need to lie to one of your guests about your name or to get someone on your show?
No, I've never lied to anybody to get them on the show. One time I was infiltrating a political secret event, and I didn't even use my wrong name. I just acted like I'd belong there.
Right, and here he is. Here's a journalist using a completely different name, which he admits was for the purpose of deceiving this mother, a mother who was grieving for an extremely badly damaged child, to get into her house and get information on her. Now, that's tragic, and that's not the way journalists behave. So this man is no ordinary journalist by any manner of means. But let me give you an example of how he created the perception of fraud and how it was, in fact, him who caused the fraud. He accused me of changing the histories of the children from the general practitioner records into the Lancet. Now, what happened is each child was referred by their family doctor with a letter saying to Professor Walker Smith, please would you see this child with the following problems. That letter came to Professor Walker Smith. He did not have access, nor did any of us, to the GP's original records. They remained in the GP's office. The other thing we had was access to the prospective developmental records of the children. So we took those records and the Royal Free records, and we put into the Lancet paper what we had found, faithfully, exactly, in each child. Brian Deere says that there was a difference between what was in the GP records and the Lancet, therefore that was fraud. Let me give you an example. He said that we claimed that the child's problems started after MMR vaccine, but in fact, what he found in the GP records is that the child had hearing problems about 2 weeks before the vaccine was given. And hearing problems are often an indication of evolving autism. That was his opinion. So what we put is the mother said this child was delirious. A week after the vaccine, 3 days of delirium. That was the first behavioral symptom that the mother reported to us. That was the information we had. However, when we had access to the original records during the General Medical Council hearing about us and our behaviour, we went back and we checked those records. What we found was where their mother had claimed that the child had hearing problems before the MMR, it said underneath, mother worried about discharge from left ear.
Had an earache.
Had an earache with an ear infection, more than enough reason for her to be worried about the child's hearing. But Brian Deere selectively removed a bit about the discharge and just put hearing problems. That is fraud.
But when I read what he said about you, it was so flimsy. and also not even correct, but now expanding on this, because the issue is we have all these autistic children. The epidemic is becoming a pandemic. It's getting more and more wild, more and more insane. More and more mainline studies are coming out, backing up and quite frankly dwarfing your findings. And now the big announcement here is Dr. Wakefield demands retraction from British Medical Journal after documents prove innocence from allegations of vaccine autism data fraud. The big development here is separate scientists, prestigious ones, they found what you found before you even found it. You didn't even know this.
Yeah, well,
so, I mean, they're claiming you just pulled this out of a hat, and now it turns out prestigious scientists in your own country and doctors were finding the same thing.
The same team, working on the same team as I was on, but independently of me, in order to confirm before he went and presented to this meeting exactly what was going on in the intestine of these children, he independently went and had the tissues reviewed by the senior pathologist at the hospital with an expertise.
Yeah, that's who confirmed it. Yeah.
That's right. Now, he did it to the highest standard of scientific rigor. He did it in a blinded fashion. So he, the pathologist looking down the microscope, did not know the diagnosis in the child or their symptoms. All he had was a slide or a set of slides to look at, and he made the diagnosis based on that. And when it came out, it was colitis, 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 colitis. Inflammation of the bowel exactly as it was faithfully reported in the Lancet paper.
And it turns out you didn't even know about this, but they're running around saying you just made it up, but here it is separately confirmed.
It is so bizarre. They have gone so far out on a limb. They have made such a fool of themselves. And the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, simply, I believe, did not check their facts. They went out and made these wild allegations. And the consequences for me, Alex, I can live with that. I'll deal with it, okay? But for children who have got bowel problems, who will now not get investigated appropriately because the doctors will say, well, that was all a hoax, that was all a fraud, we won't bother. Thousands of children around the world will suffer directly as a consequence of it.
Yeah, but I was reading, and I've got the articles right here, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, they're pouring funding into vaccines being related to bowel disorders right now. I mean, that's all over the news, and there's all these other big studies coming out confirming what you've said.
Well, I'm interested to hear that because so far, Bill Gates has been pouring money into making sure that every child in the world gets vaccinated and vaccinated.
Well, no, but then also what I'm saying is, and in the treatment of all these burgeoning bowel problems that we're seeing, but separately, there's a lot of other scientific institutions and doctors that have found similar findings to yours.
Yes, indeed. And there are people from as far afield as Poland, from Italy, from Venezuela, from Canada, from the United States of America, and independently from the UK, have found the same bowel disease that we have reported. And so it's real. It's a fact. It's a real. And the great thing is that you can treat these children. You've taken a disease that was historically a dead end. You're broken. Your kid's broken. Put them in a home. Forget about it. Move on. No, they're not. They're suffering. And they can be helped. And what's forgotten about in all of this, in this deliberate smoke and mirrors exercise of the public relations, is that the children behind this are suffering from a severe condition that can be ameliorated, can be treated, they can be helped. And that's where our attention should be focused. So
now, for those that don't know, though, just getting into the science of it, I want to come back and get into some of that and also talk about where we go from here and where this epidemic is going. But the stomach, the intestines, you know, the whole tract has more flora and fauna, more, you know, autoimmune connections, to put it in layman's terms, than any other part of the body. And so when you start getting injected with all this foreign matter, it can cause problems in your intestines. And as we all know, as you said a few weeks ago, when you get, you know, drink a bunch of beer, you feel it in your brain. The intestines and the stomach, they are massively connected to the rest of the body, especially the brain.
Yeah, the way we're trained in medicine is that I'm a gastroenterologist, sick to the gut, I'm a psychiatrist, sick to the brain. No, that's not the way it works. We're one, you know, we're part of the same thing. And the gut is, in fact, the biggest immune organ in the body. 70% of the body's immune system is in the gut. It's got more neurons in the gut than you have in the brain. It's an extraordinary thought, but that's the truth. And, of course, it's where we encounter the majority of bacteria, viruses, foodstuffs, foreign antigens, foreign proteins. And therefore, the gut is key.
Stay there. Let's break it down when we come back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'm here live weekdays. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We got about 27 minutes left in live broadcast. And we're spending a lot of time on the book, Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, Andrew J. Wakefield, and, of course, forward by Jenny McCarthy. And he's working on a really big story here in the next few weeks that he's hopefully break here after he gets back from Arizona. We're going to leave it at that, probably get Jenny McCarthy here on the show to talk about that as well. But we're blessed to have Dr. Wakefield right here in Austin. But it's not just that I've read the science, read the background, read the research. I've seen all the other studies. I've interviewed other medical doctors who found the same things. I read news all day long. I see similar things coming out all over the world. But finishing up with how this hit piece got written on you, why it got written on you, and how important it is now that you've been able to dig into it and find out that it was completely manufactured. Let's get into the Brian Deere, Rupert Murdoch connection to Big Pharma.
Well, there's, you know, people talk about conspiracy, and let's just put that to one side. Let's just say there's a ruthless, pragmatic effort to protect your bottom line, and that's what matters to you. Protecting policy and profit. And I think that's what we're witnessing here. And so in the UK, what we have is The Lancet, the journal in which we publish this, which is owned by the publishing company Elsevier. The head of Elsevier also happens to sit on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, or at least did when all of this was taking place. Now that's getting a little uncomfortable, a little cozy, that relationship. Here we have the manufacturer of the vaccine that we're calling into question. And he's in charge of the medical journal that's responsible for publishing our work and then retracting the work later on. And then we have his brother is a high court judge who dismissed the appeal of parents seeking compensation for MMR vaccine damage.
Unbelievable.
You know, this is all just a little too close.
Well, it's a conflict of interest.
It's a conflict of interest. Then we have the chairman of the panel, Dr. Kumar, who sat in judgment on me and found me guilty, who did not disclose the fact that he is a shareholder, a stockholder in GlaxoSmithKline. Now, the irony of this, Alex, won't be lost on you because part of the case against me was conflict of interest. And here we have a conflict of interest that was completely undisclosed. And then just a few weeks after the decision of guilty against me and my colleagues, he goes out there and says we ought to mandate, we ought to force children in this country to be vaccinated.
I remember that, and I saw the media picked up on it. You could tell it was a PR drive. Then I'd read what they wrote about you, and it was hollow. There was no real allegations there. It was just kind of, and then he had a crooked toenail, and then his hair was sticking up one day, and Dr. Wakefield's not too nice. And
yeah, I mean, it lacks substance. It really does lack substance, and it's really a contrivance that is largely...
Well, it's a simple hype, just a, oh, that's been discredited. Everybody knows mercury's good for you. That Wakefield. please continue.
Well, mercury's a very good example, where they say there are studies after study after study that shows mercury is no problem. You've already talked about the documents that Dan Burton obtained under subpoena showing that there was, in fact, a major problem that they managed to fudge out of the data. But
the Food and Drug Administration, CDC, on record, ABC News reported on it almost a decade ago, 9 years ago. They're in the meeting going, millions have been damaged. We got to cover this up.
That's right. How can we handle this in a public relations way? Not how can we help these children or prevent future children getting damaged, but how can we sell this in a way that gets us off the hook? And then the next thing they do is say, well, there are all these studies out there that show there's no problem. When there's a formal scientific analysis of those studies, 74% support the association between mercury thimerosal preservative and autism.
What about the monkey studies coming up?
Okay, the monkey studies are something I was involved in with the University of Pittsburgh. We designed those studies to look at the effects of the vaccine schedule. Not individual vaccines in isolation, but the schedule. What happens to kids in the real world from hepatitis B on day one right the way through to the preschool boosters, MMR, DTP, HIV, and all those things. What actually happens? What is the long-term consequence of those in terms of the gut and everything else? And the first two papers that have been published on that now show that as early as that first shot on the first day of life, then there are changes to the brainstem, a fundamental part of the brain that controls your breathing and your heart rate and your gut function, everything else, that then you start to damage that from very early on.
Because it's not developed and it's not protected as much at a young age, correct?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. It's not protected. It's more vulnerable. It's rapidly developing. And no one has ever done this study before. Why not?
Why not? It shouldn't be left up to us to do it years after the...
Well, how many tens of billions are made every year off these vaccines?
Well, it's a $20 billion a year business vaccination, and it's going up. It's the future of the profits of the pharmaceutical industry.
But Rupert Murdoch's involved in this, too. It was his paper that first ran with it.
That's right. Rupert Murdoch, Sunday Times in England. His son sits on the board of GlaxoSmithKline. His son is there to troubleshoot, specifically to troubleshoot public relations problems like this. So it's, again, it's far too cozy for the good of the public.
It's unbelievable. And then meanwhile, they take the most prominent, most well-spoken guy and say, if we can cut the head off this thing, it'll go to, you know, it'll go down in flames. But it hasn't. I mean, even the British Medical Journal last year had to admit that the H1N1 was a fraud and a lie. I had their editor on. I had Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Commission, who's a doctor, saying how deadly it was, and then the commission found it was bad. I mean, take Bayer Pharmaceutical. Came out 4 years ago that for a decade they knew that their Factor VIII blood product had HIV and hepatitis in it and was a death sentence, a debilitating death sentence for everyone that took it. And they made the cold-blooded decision in French court, it came out, globally to ship it to make money. To give you an idea of the of Big Pharma, whether it's intentional or they're just ghouls and only care about bottom line, regardless, there's so much immunity being given to Big Pharma, of course you're going to have these problems.
Yes, it's astonishing to me that the people who allowed that to happen with HIV, hepatitis C, allowed to continue in business. It's absolutely extraordinary. Going after me when this kind of unethical practice is taking place is just ridiculous. But they've done it because they also control the media. Not this show, fortunately, but they control a lot of the mainstream media and advertising revenue. So they will say, okay.
Oh, yeah, you don't see drug ads here. Nightly news, half the ads are drug ads. You don't hear that here.
They rely on them. They can't function without them anymore. So when they've got me on the show, they just say, give this guy a really hard time, don't let him speak, make a fool of him, get him off.
Okay, well, we're going to break in 4 minutes. We're going to come back in the final segment, get into where we go from here and how serious this scourge is, humanizing this, talking about the children. And, you know, like you pointed out, the ones that are really damaged, we notice. What about the general drop in U.S. IQ, British IQ? They've got maps all over the world. Wherever they've been vaccinating heavily, the IQs are dropping. This isn't just kids being lazy, not wanting to learn. They're being brain damaged by something. But expanding on that, if you were back on Good Morning America and they would shut up and give you 4 minutes to talk, we're encapsulizing it all, what would Dr. Andrew Wakefield say to the world?
Put the children first. Above anything else, put the children first. Put the future of this country, put the future of the world first. Before profits, before policy, let's do the right thing by the children. Vaccine safety first. Let's do the studies, let's do the science, let's find out. Let's not squander whatever benefits vaccines may have had by annihilating public confidence in vaccine policymakers because the public have been lied to. And that's what's happening now. And they know they've been lied to. Parents aren't anti-vaccine. What they are is anti-vaccine policymaker because it's they who have been lying to people. And that's got to stop. There's got to be transparency. There's got to be honesty. If a mistake's been made, let's put it right. Let's move on. But if you attrite public confidence in vaccine policy across the board, then you're going to run into major, major problems. And they have only got themselves to blame.
Well, that was a quick summation, but I look at Bill and Melinda Gates and others. In fact, I saw the article earlier in the week. Will you guys print that, the Daily Mail? In Malaysia, they've released genetically engineered mosquitoes that go breed with the same type and then basically genetically engineers it through the next generation to die young. Sounds pretty dangerous to release that open air. They're coming out with DNA vaccines where they, quote, inject hundreds at once. So complex, no one could ever know what this is going to do. We're going to break. I want to come back and talk about the absolutely. I mean, vaccination is a 400-year-old technology. I'm not saying that there isn't some benefit, tetanus, you name it, but exactly. My children, I've got three of them, never had anything in them. Not because I don't believe there could be some good in vaccines, but because if these companies will ship out age-filled Factor VIII and mercury-filled shots, I mean, it's Russian roulette with my children.
Up. very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be on tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We've got several guests on with inside intel on what's happening in Egypt, how it's affecting oil prices, the stock market, all the U.S. citizens stuck over there. But I've been spending a lot of time on this vaccine issue because, well, I mean, I go to church, I go to the mall, I fly on an airplane, I take my children to a movie. And look, folks, when I was, 5 years old going to the movie, there weren't autistic children everywhere screaming in the middle of the movie. I mean, this is not fake. This is not made up. This is real. I go to the hike and bike trail, autistic kids all over the place. And these are good people who don't deserve to be brain damaged. These are human beings. And some of them have been seriously damaged. Others, there are ways to try to reverse it or help them. And the system doesn't even want to recognize that this is going on. But we were talking during the break. Dr. Wakefield, the system is in trouble because just like Congressman Dan Burton's grandson got brain damaged by this, and he got mad and went in and got the documents, and just like so many other people are having their children hurt by this, or their grandchildren, or their nephews or nieces, there's an army of angry parents and uncles and aunts and doctors and people that aren't going to put up with this, and the fact that their latest attack on you is blown up in their face just shows that these people aren't invincible. But, you know, I was talking about how every week prominent people reach out to me with what I do. And you were talking about the guy that wrote the, Batman screenplays reached out to you about doing a movie. I mean, we're really capturing the hearts and minds of people because it's the truth. It's real.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Gems, a friend of mine from England. Used to work in Hollywood. Wrote Batman, wrote White Mischief, and he was listening to your show. He was listening to your show over in the UK, and he gave me a call and said...
Your mic wasn't on. Repeat that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Johnny Gems, who was a Hollywood screenwriter, wrote the original Batman film with Jack Nicholson, wrote White Mischief. Back in England now, was listening to your show, Alex, and he called me and said, I want to write the movie, and he's written the movie of Callous Disregard. So it's a great show, and it goes out everywhere, but... you're right. They're getting it wrong. The public relations exercise is wrong. They're failing. The Americans, the intelligent, well-read, thinking Americans are just saying, no, there's a problem here. We know there's a problem, not because Dr. Wakefield manufactured it, because we can see it with our very eyes. We know it's happening. You go to schools now, and the school nurse is lining up kids to give them their medication every break time. And they can't go on trips now, as my kids couldn't go on a trip the other day because the parents were so inundated. Sorry, the school nurse was so inundated on the amount of medication they'd have to take and give the kids on the school trip that they couldn't go. What is going on?
Big Pharma has taken over the schools. 5 years ago, New Freedom Initiative targets to put half the kids in America on psychotropics. It's already at 20%. And they admit that the Prozac-type drugs increase suicide. Then there's more suicide. Their answer is more drugs.
Yeah, I think people we've got to take stock. We've got to stand back and say that something is going very, very badly wrong. Who's actually controlling things here? This is meant to be a democracy, and yet we're being told to do what by the pharmaceutical industry because they're advertising on television or telling us what drugs we should be going to our doctor and asking for. No, this is all wrong. Medicine has got this completely wrong.
Do you know how the Rockefellers originally made their money? Before the oil, John D. Rockefeller, the first dad, was a snake oil salesman. And he was one of the first to say, I shouldn't just drive my wagon around selling opium, saying it'll grow hair for you or it'll make your ales feel great. Yeah, you drink a bottle of opium, you're going to be laid out. You're not going to be worried about anything. The laudanum, he was the first guy to send out teams to franchise like McDonald's, but wagons and trainloads of snake oil. And if you look at who early on took over medicine in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, it's the Rockefellers, and they've changed medicine. And now through government health care, they're trying to, in the U.S., change what doctors can even do and just follow the edicts of Big Pharma. It's just where do we go from here, Dr. Wakefield, because people are waking up. We see record numbers didn't take the flu shot. The same thing's happening in Europe. And, yeah, there's going to end up actually probably being some real pandemics because of it. But then what do you do? I mean, do you play Russian roulette and give the vaccines and watch your child drift away, into la-la land? Or do you wait for the pandemic to come because nobody's taking vaccines?
Well, I think that physicians and scientists need to take their responsibilities very seriously, not be beholden to the pharmaceutical industry because that's who's paying them. They've got to stop that. They've got to stand together and say, no, medicine and science will not be treated like this, will not be bullied, will not roll over in the face of this kind of assault. Stand together and answer the questions on behalf of the patients. Put the patients first, not policy, not profit, and only in that way, if there is a concerted, a united resistance to the pressures put on us by the pharmaceutical industry, then we'll be able to address this question on behalf of the people who matter, and that is the patient.
And by the way, talking about draconian, we saw it in 2009 where they tried in New York and Massachusetts and other places to make people take vaccines. And, of course, that failed because the medical doctors and nurses, they were saying, I'm not taking that. stuff. And when I've refused to give my children shots, the nurses will privately go, "You're smart. I don't do it either." I mean, we know that something is, you know, cause and effect here is happening. And so what do you see the system doing in the future to try to ram this down our throat? I mean, they're so authoritarian, they're already trying to make us.
Well, one thing that and this may sound anti-American, it's not at all, is that you need to take the profit element out of vaccine production. If you're going to mandate for every child in the country or in the world, in fact, a vaccine, then you've got to make absolutely certain that it's safe. Take the profit motive out of it. If you're the government, the government should manufacture the vaccines. The government should ensure beyond a doubt that the vaccines are safe.
Well, like hire 10 private random companies to study it and, you know, certify it?
Absolutely. And make sure that the safety studies are done before you mandate that vaccine. But as long as that massive profit motive is there, then corners are going to be cut, officials are going to be bought off, there are going to be problems.
Well, we take the sock vaccine. They admit that over 100 million Americans were shot up or swallowed with the oral type, the SV40, which they admit causes all sorts of cancers. That's not debated. I mean, it's how many horrors have we had associated with vaccines?
Well, there was one the other day with the rotavirus vaccine. Now, why did we give rotavirus vaccine in this country? In the UK, it's not used at all. It wasn't intended for this country. It was intended for kids in third world countries. The treatment of rotavirus infection is rehydration. And yet they've got a vaccine which is now mandated for children in this country, and years after it was given to millions of children, they find out that it's got a pig virus in it. And so they take it off the market. The FDA does the right thing. They take the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine off the market. A few months later, they find that the Merck vaccine has got two pig viruses in it, one of which is known to produce an AIDS-like disease in young pigs. What do? They put both of them back on the market to be given to children. And it's absolute lunacy. They have absolutely no idea what the medium or long-term consequences of exposure to that virus.
Well, take last year, it happened in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Separate companies, UN programs, oral and injectable polio vaccine that was weaponized. It was live, and it killed people. I mean, what's going on with these vaccine makers? Is it just like people running around swinging on chandeliers? I mean, why is it so dangerous?
Well, I think that we know so little. That's the problem. We know so little. And in the face of knowing so little, the answer is to put the brakes on and ask the questions. Instead of that, they're putting more and more and more and more vaccines in. There are some 200 vaccines in testing at the moment to go into children and adults, many of which will be mandated. 200 new vaccines on top of a huge schedule that we know absolutely nothing about. And we talked about the primate studies, the monkey studies. They're showing us that there are problems with the schedule that was used in the early 90s. Let alone the one that's...
What's happening to those monkeys?
Well, they're being followed in the long term to see what happens, and they will be followed right out for their... until they, 8 years of age, human equivalent 8 years of age in the first study.
What's the preliminary?
The preliminary is that there is problems. There are problems. There are clear problems in terms of...
So they're acting like fat American couch potatoes.
There is a big problem with these monkeys, and it's a problem...
Whatever happened to Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, and you look at people, and they look like they've been hit by a mutation ray. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, people are scary looking, myself included. The fast food, the additives, the GMO, the mercury, and then I've seen the news say melamine is good for children.
Yeah, but the good thing, Alex, you've got to realize is that this problem will be solved in this country, and it can only be solved in this country. It couldn't be solved in the UK, and when you come from a country like the UK, that is like the old Soviet Union in terms of control, they could shut my research down. They could get rid of me. They could make sure that I lost my license. That's what they could do. Over here, I can get the work done. Why? Because this is still a great country. It's still a great country. There are people who here are philanthropic. They're sufficiently rich. They're motivated. They have a different mindset. If the government say don't...
No, I love America. America is great and wonderful. I'm just saying, look at what they tried to do to us. Look at our slide. And still in the world, it is the greatest country ever. That's why I love it so much, Doctor, and get so angry when I see people who laugh at people like you and others who do care, who do get involved. If people knew history, they'd understand how hellish it is when good men do nothing. All that evil men entirely need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. It's your choice to expose the vaccine makers for the Holocaust that they have engineered. And the good news is the sleeping giant globally is awakening to this fraud, and the criminals are on the run and engaged in a huge takeover. Dr. Wakefield, thank you for coming in with us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in retransmission covering the Egypt situation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.